Hello and welcome to Freedom Watch, your daily dose of raw liberty streaming online at foxnews.com. I'm your host, Judge Andrew Napolitano, here defending freedom, defending your natural rights, and defending your right to have a government that stays within the confines of the Constitution. The TARP bailout of the auto industry is sounding more and more like a government-run Ponzi scheme. This is the ultimate borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. General Motors has received over $60 billion in cash from the U.S. taxpayer by way of loans that were turned into equity by a bankruptcy court. It also received $6.7 billion that were not turned into equity and thus remain an obligation on GM's books. GM now wants to use a portion of the $60 billion in taxpayer dollars to pay back the $6.7 billion in taxpayer dollars. I know, money is fungible, but claiming that GM is now making a profit and somehow should be lauded over this is absurd. The feds should never have bailed out GM in the first place. Look at the pattern here. GM loses money on every car it manufactures. It borrows money from the government in order to pay back senior lenders. Sooner or later, the government is one of these senior lenders that it's paying back. This house of cards will all fall down. Joining me now, Nick Gillespie, editor-in-chief of Reason.com and Reason TV. Nick, it's a pleasure. Welcome back to Freedom Watch.
Thank you for having me, Judge. And the one thing is that the only vehicle that might not be able to knock down this house of cards is the Chevy Avio, I think. It doesn't have enough power. But
you're surprised.
Right. You can also add to your litany of issues is that the payouts to the automakers under TARP were illegal. They were redefined in a very kind of sketchy way as a financial institution in order to qualify for these funds, which they plainly are not, because the General Motors, the wing of General Motors that actually did financing and had some ties to the financial industry, had already been spun off. So on top of everything else, it's not just stupid and ill thought through, nearsighted, but it is also technically illegal.
All right. It's not only stupid. It's not only ill thought through. It's not only nearsighted. It's not only illegal. It's also unconstitutional because the Congress gave the Treasury Secretary a blank check and said, spend it however you want, even though the Constitution says no money shall be drawn from the Treasury except by a specific appropriation from Congress. But here's the thing that happened in the past 24 hours that I want to ask you about. GM announced that in the first quarter of 2009, during its ownership by the government, during its management by a team that the government put in, it lost $1.5 billion. And it's rejoicing. It's saying that somehow that is a good, because it's a smaller loss than in the past. And the loss is so small that they're going to begin using some federal dollars that they have in the bank to pay back other federal dollars that they owe. Isn't this utterly absurd?
Yes. Yes. I mean, you can't say more about it than merely reciting the facts is enough. I mean, this is one of those cases, you know, where the BS factor is self-evident. Part of the problem with GM as well, and this is also one of the reasons why the government, for all sorts of reasons, made a tremendous mistake by bailing out GM. But in 2007, GM set a record for the number of cars that it sold. It sold more cars than Toyota, and it lost billions of dollars in its best year ever. And now that we are in, you know, every auto analyst is forecasting years of subpar, sub-average car sales. There is no way that GM is going to be able to produce or come back to something like profitability anytime soon. The better option would have been, and we've been keeping it limping along for decades now, would have been for the more productive parts of the company to either take over themselves or to be spun off or to be bought up by other companies that might actually make them productive. That way you have more jobs, that way you have more cars, you have better cars at better prices. That's how an economy works. That's how a free economy works.
Nick Gillespie, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us on Freedom Watch.
Thank you.